Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Partly sunny with a high of around 90 degrees. Southeast winds at 5 miles per hour. A 20% chance of precipitation overnight, going up to a 50% chance on Friday, a high of 91. Currently, it's 89 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. We've got more news and information, national and international, coming up at 4 p.m. with NPR's news coming up at, once again, in 1 hour. We're going to start this hour by heading into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Becca Begno, here to talk about Healing Arts Collective, which she started about 10 years ago, a sharing group that takes place the last Sunday of each month. It's taken place in a variety of places. But this Sunday, which is the last Sunday of the month, it's hard to believe that already, the end of August, you will be holding the Healing Arts Collective at Cité des Arts. And Peter Billard will be joining you all. He'll be giving a talk on shamanism. So before we talk specifically about Peter's presentation, let's talk a bit about this collective. I know there are some people in our audience who have perhaps over the years have heard it mentioned, but many others who haven't. And tell us why you started this collective, this sharing group.
Well, I began doing healing work in 89 and wasn't quite sure how to share that with other people, but people have been curious over the years. So at some point, I moved into my cousin's house we call the castle in the country by Scott, and was so grateful to have a big enough space that I said, once a month we're going to do this. And when I've been able to over 10 years now, we've done this. So it's for people who do healing work, people who are interested in healing work, interested in doing healing work, and people who need healing work, to just come and kind of get a sense of what it's about and look at the possibilities of what happens here.
And how would you describe, again, there are a lot of people who may not be thinking of healing in the same way that you're talking about. How would you describe the healing that you're talking about that gets shared in this collective? There are many people who think of healing in a very medical way, and this may be a little bit different than what they're thinking.
And the medical way is a good way. My doctors are my friends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's just more than the medical way. A lot of the people who have given presentations are nurses. Peter himself began as a nurse and then expanded to doing the work of the shaman.
So it includes it, but it's not limited by it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We're focused on healing from that can be explained through quantum physics, healing that is considered sometimes folk healing, or healing that is spiritual. It's a prayerful act, but not limited to one place. That's why the gatherings are part of what I consider to be a collective, not necessarily from one culture. I've had Native Americans come and present how they do that in their culture, because healing itself, it usually comes from cultures. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. And today, like I know nurses teach something called healing touch, and they teach that because they know each person has a healer within them. And another aspect of work that a lot of the local people here do is something called trauma first aid, which is taught by Jeannie Everett, who has a PhD, and she did this work after the tsunami, the initial tsunami in Malaysia,
Sri Lanka,
exactly. Yeah, but not the one that recently happened in Japan. Mm-hmm. And she did this work to help people with trauma, which has now become a part of what Jill Laracini has prepared with Jody Mitiga, which is called Ready for the Return, which treats soldiers who have trauma first aid, and who have post-traumatic stress disorder, and we use trauma first aid to help. We also use this after Katrina to work on first responders who had trauma just by being in the middle of that. So you don't have to have been a member of the military. So it's really an inclusive It's very inclusive.
It sounds very wide-ranging, your interests and the speakers who come and the people who are part of this collective. Mm-hmm. How has your sense of the group changed over the years? From when you first started it, how has your sense of what you set out to do been enhanced or deepened by your experiences in this group?
Well, in coming here today, I realized that I have no idea what I thought when I started it, mm-hmm. but like it's something. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have come and been introduced to healing and now actually do this work or have availed themselves to people who do this work. And it has been beneficial to just so many, and I had no idea. One of my beliefs is that there's nothing other people do that's better than what we do here. Like, we might read more books about shamans or people who heal in other cultures, but the gift is still a gift. So if you're local and you do traiteur work or anything you do here, we don't need to go everywhere else. We have it here. So initially it began so we could recognize healing here and understand each other and know what we have. And that kind of happened now that you ask me, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a very, very long tradition of healing in mm-hmm. South Louisiana and the culture. And I think so many people are trying to touch that again and to understand what it was that maybe we've lost a bit
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
I know that just a few weeks ago we had people from Vermilionville talking about their healing garden that they now have surrounding one of the houses there. And
right.
there's quite a resurgence of interest in it. And lovely little booklet that was put together of all of the herbs and plants that they have around the house. Ray Brasso was very instrumental in that. So many people, academics, as you say, people within the medical profession, those who are in are interested in the healing arts from other countries, so many people coming together to try and understand and create some more holistic sense of it.
Exactly. It's a place where academics and academia can meet practitioners who can meet the people, where we can all get together. As a student of Ray, I gave a presentation once at the Miles Perret Center to cancer survivors, and someone says, I have something you may be interested in, and she gave me this thesis, which I gave to Ray because I didn't know what to do with the thesis, and he is mining the thesis, and it was the plants from that thesis, which was written by Charles Bienvenu as a study of the Negro-French dialect in St. Martin Parish, that became the foundation for the garden. Mm-hmm. And it's a partnership, this collective, and I had all forgotten about that. It's just it's wonderful. It's a good thing.
And it sounds like it's also a great way of collecting our knowledge and saving knowledge that could so easily be lost.
Exactly.
Had that thesis just stayed in a drawer and not been shared, would never have turned into a garden.
Exactly.
I want to tell people who might just be tuning in, my guest is Becca Begno. For nearly 10 years now, she has had a healing arts collective, which meets the last Sunday of each month. It has met in various places over the years, now finds a home at Cité des Arts, and the next meeting is this Sunday, August 25th, from 2 to 4 p.m. It's a 2 to 6.
I think it's the 26th Sunday.
Okay, the 26th, and it's from 2 to 4 p.m. on yes. Sunday.
It's right before Lashpa, you know.
That's right. So you can
go do
to
it the, all, I think.
There's a lot going on. So get a little bit of healing information and then help go to the benefit for Codafil. This is an open collective. You don't have to be a member. You can just show up if the topic interests you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I have had nurses, dietitians. Joe Abraham wrote a book. He's a doctor. He's no longer practicing medicine, I think, but, you know, he came when he had his book. It's just healing is more than we think of healing. Music is healing. Well, as we figure out how we can bring music into this, and we've had people who work with sound and sound healing. So if someone has a topic that they would like to present, everything is considered. I started it at home and will hope that it can always have like this home, I'll bring treats every Sunday. It can either be healthy or delicious or both if that's possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice to have that feeling of, I guess, closeness and intimacy with a group, especially when you're sharing this particular topic. Now, the speaker this Sunday is Peter Bouillard, and his presentation is called On Shamanism. How long has Peter been working with this? How long has he been a shaman?
He's been doing healing work for over 30 years. It has evolved to shamanism in the past, like, I'm not going to put a year on that because I don't know, but Peter was a nurse and a musician and a friend, and he was an RN in, then he worked for hospice and did some work at hospice, and at the same time he's doing nursing, his healing work is growing until at this point he is an RN who works as a shaman and practices shamanism. Who would have ever thought he went from, you know, needles and blood pressure to rattles and rocks? But it's real. Mm. Now, and it's not something I need to convince anyone. Just come and see. If you think it's good, it's good. If you don't, it doesn't have to be for everyone.
Well, it was very interesting when you say rocks and rattles, but I went to his website. I think it's like Drummer Shaman, because he is a musician. He's a drummer.
Yes.
Very good drummer. It was a really interesting website and very thoughtful and lots of lovely quotes from over the ages from many different philosophers, thinkers, scientists, and it's very carefully laid out, his thoughts about shamanism, and it didn't feel like rocks and rattles and masks, which may be a part of it in certain cultures, but it was just extremely thoughtful and a very gentle website. So maybe for those people who really have not experienced that, what you know of what someone like Peter would do and what he'll be presenting, how would you describe that kind of healing here in this community, if one would go to someone with shamanistic training?
Well, I know that Peter has been studying with shamans in South America, in Peru and Brazil for years. And he is also a member of this community. So he brings with him a sense of service and credibility and authenticity. The fact that he always was a drummer is near and dear to my heart because I was a drummer growing up, like, and there's something about this that we don't understand that brings this heartbeat, this whole spirit part to music. His work has evolved, and I have gone to see Peter at different times in my own lifetime, and he actually does allow you to pick a rock or look at a rock and incorporate to that in what he does. And the sound of a drum and or the sound of a rattle and or the sound of a bell, sounds are healing. And that may be incorporated in what he does. Today, there's a word on that he uses called auric, shamanic. Could you read it so I don't say it incorrectly? It has evolved.
Shaman auric healing.
Right, okay, shaman auric healing. So he does his shamanic work, and he's able to read your aura. And whether you believe you have an aura or not, some people can see them and they do exist. So his gifts, he's trusted and developed to this point. So it's quite, it's unique and it's for you. Mm. It's not for someone else. It's not a generic thing. So he gets some sense of you through his intuition, his extrasensory perception, and then he shares that with you, and you leave with a greater knowledge of who you are. It's not always about he found out what was wrong and excised it or removed it. It's like he saw this, and that is a strength so that you can build on that also.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be from so many, many, many cultures have had that same idea that know yourself, and that's healing. But he'll be giving a presentation on this shaman auric healing. He's not going to be healing right there at the meeting. This is for maybe people to go and get more information about this kind of healing, if they've ever been interested in it, or just interest them to be open to different kinds of healing. If you have just tuned in, my guest Becca Begno started a healing arts collective a number of years ago, probably a decade ago. They meet the last Sunday of each month, this Sunday, the 26th, at Cité des Arts from 2 to 4 p.m. There will be a collective meeting. The speaker will be Peter Bouillard, and his talk will be on shamanism.
Exactly. As healing grows, it's important that we learn who we can trust. And as a nurse who has grown into this art of healing rather than only the science of healing, you know, Peter can be trusted. I myself have worked on physicians. I myself go to physicians, but I wouldn't send you to a physician unless I knew him. And physicians won't necessarily refer people to a healer unless he knows them. So this is a common ground where anthropology students and medical professionals and people from the community can get together and kind of sense for themselves what this is, because everybody is a part. We don't have to totally accept what we don't know, but if we could just tolerate each other for a while, we could make some serious progress.
And this arena you're talking about is the Healing Arts Collective,
exactly,
which you have once a month. Is there a way people can find out more about what's coming up, or is there an e-list that they can become a part of where they hear about when and where the next meeting is, or how does that
I'm not happen? Sure how Cité and I are going to communicate, mm-hmm. but, you know, Cité has a site, and I have a site, and between both of us, we will do that. If someone wants to email me, Becca Begno at Yahoo, they can. But everybody's invited this Sunday. You can just start there and be on the lookout.
All right. And you said you have a site also, a website. Is there?
My website is called A Healing Arts Collective. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the part where if you contact me, I don't know that that's connected yet, because I just put it out, but I'm working on
okay.
it. It's a work in progress.
Well, people work on many different platforms. So you can email Becca, stop by their website, stop by Cité's website. But if you're interested, this Sunday at Cité des Arts, that's the 26th, this Sunday, from 2 to 4 p.m., a Healing Arts Collective will be there sharing, finding out more about healing, various art forms. And then Peter Bouillard will be giving his presentation on shamanism, more particularly shamanoric healing. And you can find out a lot. He's been studying it for 30 years now.
Exactly.
Well, Becca, thank you so much for continuing this collective and offering people a place where they can share and learn more about healing. If anyone has any more questions, again, they can get in touch with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.